You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a look at the story behind a Wisconsin law that mandates teaching about Native American history, cultures, and tribal sovereignty in state schools. Now, Starbucks made headlines recently when it announced that it would eliminate plastic straws by 2020. There are also some municipalities like Seattle that have already made a move to ban single-use plastic straws, and others, including Chicago, are considering joining them. Many hail this as a good move to reduce plastic waste that impacts the environment and oceans in particular. But members of the disability rights community have raised concerns that there are people who need those straws and that alternatives pose risks. They also say that this is just the latest in a long line of policy decisions that are made without consulting people with disabilities, even though they will be impacted. Karen Hitzelberger has a postgrad diploma in disability studies from the University of Leeds in England. She has cerebral palsy and wrote a recent piece for the Washington Post titled, "Plastic Straw Bans Are the Latest Policy to Forget the Disability Community." Karen, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, great to be here.
Let's talk about this straw ban, first of all. What types of disabilities might make drinking straws really important for some people to have access to?
Well, for example, I have cerebral palsy, and I have muscle spasms, so I have trouble holding a cup. So I drink out of a straw a lot. Also, because I just have trouble drinking out of a cup, I'll end up either choking on the liquid or spilling it all over myself, or instead of drinking it, I usually wear it or choke on it. So cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis, like there's tons of different disabilities that make straws really important. And I certainly can't name them all, but those are just a few examples.
So this would be, for a lot of people, an issue of access, I guess, equal access to a service here, but also a safety issue, it sounds like, for some.
Yeah, and, like, there's the issue of why don't you bring your own straw, and a lot of people do. But what happens the one time you forget your straw? You know, if you all of a sudden have no access to straws, it does become an access and a safety issue.
And as you wrote in your piece for the Washington Post, this is more than just an issue about straws. This is a case where an idea that maybe sounded good to people in the abstract, when people didn't consult with people with disabilities, they overlooked part of the story. And that's in the big picture, it sounds like what has you worried.
Yeah, it does. And I think it has me worried because you start with straws and then what's next? And when people with disabilities are not part of the story, we get left out and the things we need slowly start disappearing. Bendy straws were invented for use in hospitals and for people with disabilities, and now they're everywhere, but we kind of forget the roots of it and forget that there are still people for whom they're more than a modern convenience, they're a necessity.
So if people with disabilities had been consulted, do you think there might have been a compromise where maybe there isn't that straw dispenser where everybody grabs a straw without thinking, but there is still that access to a flexible straw for people who need it?
Yeah, certainly. Whether it's that, like, I know there's a lot of debate over should it be that I have to ask for a straw, or should it be that before they put a straw in my drink, they say, hey, do you need a straw? And I mean, either one of those to me seem like reasonable options, but just the option of it still being there and still being accessible and not disappearing altogether.
You also touched on a couple issues where you see a similar thing happening where, for example, college professors or instructors or universities as a whole would want to ban kinds of technology, laptop computers or other devices from classrooms. And that's something that definitely got a lot of attention from students with disabilities. Can you talk about why that was maybe a case where people with disabilities should have been consulted up front?
Sure. I'll again use myself as an example because I know myself better than I know anyone else. I can't write. I mean, I can't handwrite things. So I would need a laptop to be able to take notes in a class. I would probably record the lecture and transcribe it later because I use voice dictation software, but I would need my laptop and to just outright ban laptops, neglect that there are people who don't have another option, who can't. Like, people say, well, handwriting is better, you remember things better, and that may be true if you can actually handwrite. But if you can't, you still need the option of using a laptop. And I think that's why a lot of students with disabilities kind of were put off, shall we say, by laptop bans and things like that, because it, again, neglected that for students with disabilities and for people with disabilities, a lot of what is your modern convenience for able-bodied people has become necessities for us.
When you raise issues like this, whether we're talking about banning straws or banning laptops or other devices from a classroom, when you raise the issue, what kind of response do you get? Is it, I hadn't thought of that?
You get some of that, and then you get other people maybe not being as understanding and saying that it's not really an issue and you're making an issue out of nothing. But you get a lot of people who say, you know, oh, I hadn't thought of that. So you get both sides.
So for people, whether it's a business, a university, whatever, who are planning on making some kind of change, and they're maybe not thinking of it as an accessibility issue that's not even on the radar for them, how would you like them to start before they come up with the plan?
I think if you're thinking of banning anything, you have to consult people from every community and look at, hey, how does your community use this item? And that includes the disability community.
We'll leave it there. Karen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Karen Hitzelberger has a postgrad diploma in disability studies from the University of Leeds in England. She has cerebral palsy and wrote a piece for The Washington Post titled "Plastic Straw Bans Are the Latest Policy to Forget the Disability Community."